That's right. We are going to class up the United Kingdom as Major League Baseball has come and gone to Britain, to London, as the Chicago Cubs take on the St. Louis Cardinals for a two-game series across the pond. And it will be an interesting one as they check out the new king and have biscuits and tea and whatever it is, weird Bridgerton stuff they do over there in England.
Jolly old England.
You are here on the Sports Cubicle with the Marvelous One, Dan Marver, Devin Tingle, Paul Shivari. I'm Mike Mercado, and that is right. By the time you're listening to this on SoundCloud at WCPT 820 or Sunday nights on WCPT, we would have seen if the Cubs continue their hot streak, but as of this recording here on the YouTube at the Sports Cubicle and everywhere else at Sports from the Couch, Paulie and I get a chance to preview this interesting game that is happening overseas, and we have the Stro Show and Justin Steele representing the Chicago Cubs, a team that has won 10 of 12 back in this division race. Of course, the Cincinnati Reds have gone on an amazing tear, and it's going to be interesting to see how this division works out. The Cardinals, the bottom dwellers, the basement livers of this division this year. But, Paulie, some baseball happening in jolly old England. Pretty fun aesthetically. They have a Cubs pub and a Cardinals pub already posted. So, what do you think about this? I mean, somebody like you who loves the English Premier League and just loves the whole vibes of the way they celebrate sports over there. Whenever we see the NFL make its way to Wembley or Tottenham or any of these other stadiums, what are your vibes as the baseball guy seeing these two teams, these historic teams from the NL Central, the Midwest, heading to the UK?
I like it. I think if you do it too much, it ruins the novelty of it. And yeah, I know that this was supposed to be in the year following Yankees Red Sox, which was a ridiculous two-game set when they first did this.
Yeah, because this is supposed to be from 2020, but obviously because of the pandemic, they've pushed it all the way to 2023.
And I think they just announced that Mets Phillies is going to be next year. Okay. You know, so I guess I'm okay in some regard that they're doing this every year, but I think after a while it's going to, you know, it's like the Field of Dreams. It lost its novelty the second time around versus the first time around. And I'm sure it will if they continue to do it. But I know that with this, you know, I think they're doing a game in Germany. Well, they did the NFL in Germany, but I want to say they're going to eventually do baseball in Germany, if I remember correctly. Mm. Baseball in Mexico makes perfect sense to me.
That'd be awesome.
You know, obviously, baseball in Canada, if they ever go back to Montreal, or, you know, trying to figure out, like, maybe
baseball
Vancouver.
Japan.
You know, baseball
Major
in Japan. They did that.
Japan,
do you remember that?
Yeah.
The Cubs and the Mets in
That's
2000.
Right, yeah. Puerto Rico would be fun, too.
They've done that, yeah. The Hiram Bithorn Stadium. Yeah. Because for a while, the Expos had that as their home stadium. Was it Seattle and Oakland did a Japan series? That was Ichiro unretired.
Opening
just for
day.
Yeah, opening day, you know. And it was like the week ahead of the rest, you know. Yeah. So I'm okay with the novelty of an international game. I'd love to see one in Africa. You know, I'd love to see one Taiwan. You know, I'd love to see...
Korea.
Yeah, Korea. You know, like places where baseball is celebrated. South America would be great.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, I'm happy about this. I'm wondering this time around, specific to, was it London Stadium, wherever West Ham plays? It's London Stadium.
I think
It was essentially the Olympic Stadium in 2012, you know, modified and whatnot. If you remember that Red Sox-Yankees series, it was like ridiculous, the score lines. I think it was like 51 runs combined over like two games. So, you know, like, think about that. That's like every team is averaging about a dozen runs per game. You know,
so you think people might eat this weekend?
Well, I think so. But they did change. So, like, the foul lines is still 330 down the way. I think the power alleys went back another 5 feet. And I think it's, like, 7 feet back on straightaway center. But I think it's, like, 387 or 380 to straightaway center. I think, something like that. Which is, before, you know, it's, like, such a short porch straightaway.
Right.
Guys are going to be homer happy. So that's one of my concerns. This is going to be the first one with the pitch clock, though. So we'll see if that has any effect on it. But I don't know what the overs and unders are set at this weekend, but I would imagine take the over is probably what a lot of people are looking for, just based on what happened last time around. I don't know. It should be a lot of fun. What do you have? You have it in front of you?
I'm looking it up right now, but the idea of it being fun. I think it's something you and I talk about when it comes to NFL films, where I think jerseys are important. I think this is really cool to see Cubs Cardinals with the backdrop of like the entire city, Big Ben and the bridge and Buckingham and all that. Like, I think it'll be really cool. On top of it, I think it's fun that there are some storylines for Cub fans to be watching this. This is important baseball if you're a Chicago Cubs baseball fan. They need to win these games. This is kind of unfortunate that they had 2 days off as of this recording to travel to London to play these games, because you want to see them how they would continue to play, playing a bad team like St. Louis while they're trying to keep up with Cincinnati. Now you have this big gap. Now you're playing in this big-time game. You do have your two aces going, but it is going to be a big test, I think, for the Cubs on what's going to happen July. We're at the end of June.
Yeah.
This is a good chance to. You swept the Pirates. You did great against Baltimore. You've won 4 or 5 series. If you take care of business here, I think it's wonderful for the Cubs on top of all the memories of video sales and all that.
Yeah, in the 2-game series, you know, you want to split or better, but, you know, like, there's nothing that says you can't take the 2 games. And you're right, they're hot coming into it. You know, winning 3 in a row, sweeping the Pirates, taking 2 out of 3 against Baltimore was huge. You know, winning 8 out of their last 10, that's huge. You know, climbing their way back into a weak division where they're only 3.5 games out coming into this London series. My concern, though, about the Cubs, I mean, let's start with, there's nothing you could do to help them having to go to London to play these. So don't you want them to do this when they're at probably their best all season?
If you're going to do it, do it now. Yeah.
And you were saying, like, a struggling team like St. Louis, who took 2 out of 3 against the Washington Nationals, which, I mean, yeah, the Nationals are kind of an easier team. We don't know where this Cardinals team is at. They clearly are more talented than 5th place or, you know, 3rd worst team in the whole league or whatever. They're better on paper than what they've been playing. So who's to say they can't come back and take a couple games? My worry is that I think the Cubs played a weak Pirates team. I think don't let what the Pirates did earlier in the season fool you, because this is a Pirates team that I just saw last weekend. And if you go back and look at their last few games, Pirates are they're struggling to score runs right now.
Yeah.
Not to say the Cubs haven't been hot, but the Cubs took advantage of a bad team this week. This is really going to be a good series. I really think, you know, I don't think we're amping up this rivalry. I think it's really going to be a big rivalry. The question is, will they get the crowds that they need? Because, you know, whether this was played this weekend at Busch Stadium or Wrigley Field, like, it would have been a classic.
Yeah,
it would have been great. It would have been, you know, something
time, fun
to do, you know, in the city of St. Louis or Chicago on a Saturday afternoon. So I think it's going to be great. I think it's going to be awesome. I think probably a series split, but at the same time, I think they got Wainwright going for one of the games. He's been struggling. Cubs got their 2 best pitchers going. So.
And they're favorites only by -110.
Yeah, but, you know, so it's like, if you want to bet on a team to sweep, it'd be the Cubs.
This weekend,
I'm
going
for the split.
I'll go sweep, just because it's
Cubs
fun.
Sweep?
I'll
yeah,
go Cubs sweep.
I'll go,
yeah.
I'll go split.
Don't be surprised if it's a split, though. Yeah.
Whichever one Wainwright's pitching will be the Cardinal loss.
Okay, so Justin Steele will probably get the W if you think for. We'll see if Azulay. Because if Azulay is part of the reason this bullpen is finally getting in order, and we'll see if they're going to. I think they're going to trade. For sure, Marcus Stroman. I think Cody Bellinger is more than likely going to trade it.
Which is a shame, because I think Stroman wants to come to the Cubs and play. Yeah,
we'll talk about that next week.
They did this to Ryan Sandberg.
And we'll talk about that next week, because as we get closer and closer to the end of July.
Rizzo.
Yeah, we'll see, though, because if they win this series, Cincinnati cools down. If everything gets back to the medium and it is a 2-3-team race between the Reds, Cubs, Milwaukee, and we'll see what St. Louis does, maybe they'll be in play. But right now, you got to win this series. And just for memory's sake, just for aesthetic's sake, it's going to be fun. And hopefully they find a way to win that. But we want to know your thoughts. Let us know. We're on Twitter at SportsCubicoTV. Who wins this series? How excited are you to see Cubs-Cardinals in the UK? What do you think about the way the schedule has been playing out? We got more coming up next. It's The Marvelous One, Dan Marver, Devin Tingle, Paul Shivari. I'm Mike Mercado.